sky is so starless. Baby, the sky is so starless. Baby, you got me growing heartless. So heartless, girl, it's starless. Starless, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What up, world? What up? Welcome to the Red Light Special podcast.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Rob Markman. I got Kristen Carl with me.
What's up, everyone?
Yo, what's good? We just wanted to do something really different. First of all, that song you just heard, our intro song, shout out to Jake and Papa from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
That's they joint, Starless.
Oh, yeah, that's my brother.
Yeah, they dope.
Right there.
They're dope. So, you know, and they let us use a track for the intro. So that's the Red Light Special intro right now, courtesy of Jake and Papa. Yo, this is the Red Light Special podcast. We just wanted to do something different. I mean, me and Kristen have been friends for a long time.
Yep.
And we always just talk about R&B music, and we kind of just pass each other links from, like, old school stuff.
Yeah.
That nobody talks about and nobody's really making anymore. So we wanted to just bring this show because there was nothing like this existed. There was no space other than our text messages for us to talk about the music that we love.
Yep.
Y'all know, obviously, I work for MTV,
mm-hmm.
so if I had to come up anywhere else and talk about rap, I'd shoot myself.
You do enough of that.
You know, and Kristen's a model and an actress and,
yep.
and coming up in the world and the homie and a music lover. And then, in this seat right here.
Man of the hour.
We got my man, our very first guest. Mr. Mac Wiles, what up?
Yo, yo. What's up? What up?
Chilling, man. So, you know, we did this Red Light Special podcast. It's about R&B music. It's about R&B music and the way that it makes us feel.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And when we were thinking about guests, you was the first person that popped up in my mind, man, because you made this incredible album.
Thank you, bro.
Called New York, A Love Story. And, I love to tell the story how I first heard the album, Salon Remy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kristen, you know who Salon Remy is?
Yep.
Salon Remy, producer for Nas.
A.K.A. The Man.
He produced the Fugees
the legend.
Joint. Right? Amy Winehouse. He said, hey, Rob, come to the studio. I got something I want to play you from my new artist. And when Salon tell you to come to the studio, you come.
Oh, yeah.
It's I heard the story.
So he plays me this record, Own It. I'm with my man Shake, and we just hear it, and we're like, wow. And he plays me this other record called Hennessy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we're like, hold on.
That's a good one.
And he plays me this other record called My Crib.
Yeah.
And I'm in the zone right now.
That's 3 for 3.
Yeah, it was 3 for 3. He ended up playing like 70% of the album.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this, and I said, yo, Salam, the music is incredible. But pause, whatever, we pausing?
No, yeah.
I said, listen. What does he look like? Because he's going to have to look like, so he can't be singing this and look like my man, you know, the got him.
Like, got him.
Got him.
He's laugh and everything.
He got to look like something. So he's I got you. I feel you. He pulls out his phone and pulls up a picture. I said, that looks like Tristan from The Wire. He said, you stupid motherfucker. Because it is Tristan from The Wire. Mac Wiles, man. Well, I love telling that story, man. Welcome, man. What's good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, just, doing my 1-2 step. It feels good to be back home in New York, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, where were you before? Because I feel like every time we text out, I get jealous. Because I'll be in the North Face.
Uh-huh.
And you in the sun.
You know, I'm in Miami in a tank top or
lucky
something.
You.
You know. Shout out to Salam. It's been a crazy winter and all of that, you know, just been really racking my mind about everything in my career as of late. And, you know, as of January 1st, I kind of revamped a lot of things and taken a lot of things. It's about to be a brand new year. It's about to be crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
You had to let it go, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Oh. Yeah, it's about that time.
Got right into it.
Yeah.
That's when the best music comes.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
To be honest.
So, just be prepared for everything that's coming this year, because I'm shooting off everything. It's going to be crazy.
That's dope. I look forward to it, because honestly, I still haven't. I get mad if somebody told me they haven't heard New York, A Love Story. Like, I get offended. And you've seen it. I think you've seen me get lit on Twitter. Like, is it really that good, Rob? Is it, bro?
Nick.
Yeah. Right. Just take a listen.
that album kind of reminds me of what you did with that album. I say it like this, and Kristen knows this because Kristen is coming up doing her acting thing. She's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You, Me, Him, and Her.
Ooh.
By Al Patron.
Dope.
You know, so that's going to be ill. And I think about things. We talk about all the time how we see things as scenes in the movie.
Right.
And New York, a love story to me is driving down the West Side Highway.
Exactly.
3 a.m.
You have a storyline to it, which is what I love. Yeah. Because I feel like even in music, it doesn't have to be just in acting. But even in music, you should be able to tell a story because it all comes from experiences.
Exactly.
Which I'm sure is where that came from.
And I mean, it was dope, man. Like when we did, you know, each song definitely came from a different experience, of course. But when we were sitting down and really trying to figure out and map it out, and we had a soundboard, and we were just like, okay, this song is gonna be here, and this is gonna be this, and whatever. It was crazy just trying to rearrange stuff and try to figure out the story, and then finally it looked like everything just snapped together and just made sense. So. Sonically, everything ran together just as the story would. So, like, we probably the album is maybe 13 songs, and we cut 15. So it was like literally everything that we cut was cut for a reason. Right. So it was dope.
That's dope, and it definitely and you know what good music does, and part of why we're here with this podcast, with this new series, is good music makes you feel passionate.
Absolutely.
About it, right? Yep. Like, you can't, like, if you really love music, you can't be passive and love music. It's a passion that goes through it.
Right.
And we want to be able to talk about music passionately. And a debate that Kristen and I have been having,
you and Twitter, actually.
Right. And then it spills out on Twitter. I think me and Mac had this discussion a little bit on text. That's why I knew you would be perfect for this. You know, the groups that came before us, man. I remember, you know, there's a kid coming up now listening to Mac Wiles, and he's probably in the sixth grade and going to his junior high school prom.
Yeah.
And his first slow dance might have been,
Don't
Turn Me Down. Though, in the sixth grade, your ass need to get turned down, shorty. But maybe it's just for a kiss or something, a little tap kiss or something. So, and when I was coming up, I remember it was Boys to Men.
Oof.
And Jodeci.
Oof.
They dropped in the same year. They both dropped their albums in 1991. I'm dating myself now, but I was in junior high school, Boys to Men and Jodeci.
Jeez.
And I think back on it, and we ended up having this debate over who's better.
And they're complete opposites, just to put that out
Absolute.
Complete opposites.
Complete.
Both very great.
Yes.
But complete opposites.
You know what, though? Fuck that.
You're just gonna get straight to it, right?
We do it with the rappers. Rappers get Nas, Jay-Z, and the barbershop, everybody that hate each other. R&B artists get a pass. We don't debate R&B as passionately as we date.
Which
rap.
Is why I'm glad I'm here. I'm so glad I'm here.
So we're here, all right?
Uh-huh.
Boys to Men versus Jodeci.
Should have wore a sweater and blazer today.
There can only be one. Now, okay, so, my question is, when it comes to this, what are we talking about, right?
Everything.
Because you got to think about it. Yeah. If we're talking about hits... Like, Boyz II Men got hits. Like, hits on hits on hits.
Yep.
Nothing against Jodeci, but Boyz II Men got hits on hits on hits. But Jodeci, though, like, they damn near influenced the generation. Like,
well, they did. It's funny you say that, because now where we get R&B in a state where, I mean, we're in a generation where it's very easy to approach a woman saying things that you wouldn't have said back in that time.
Exactly.
So Boyz II Men, I feel like everything. we don't even have dances no more.
We're about to change all that. We're gonna have the
there
red light
isn't
special
even
club
dances
night.
No more.
Yo, trust me, okay?
Exactly.
That's
red
a
light
whole
special
other
is
topic.
That new movie.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Yes.
But okay, there's no slow dances. Nobody slows dance.
Yeah, but see, then you got I'm not even gonna say that Jodeci ain't up to, you know what I mean, that level. Like, Jodeci is just, you got the bad boys of R&B, and then you have Boyz II Men. You got your sweater and blazer boys, like the good guys, the guys that you bring home to mama.
Guys. Yeah,
you know what I mean. There, you can do no wrong.
And then cheat on them when
and
not
cheat
looking.
On them with Jodeci. Exactly,
but you always go back.
I guess. And if you say so.
And if you find the right simp, he'll take you back too. I mean, one of the things that I think that Mac was touching on when he's talking about the hits. Listen, you can't argue math, boys.
Right.
Boys to Men. How many records Boys to Men sold? You looked this up, right?
They're in the millions, where Jodeci doesn't even compare.
Yeah.
Okay. Their albums.
I don't like your tone.
Right. I don't like it either.
I'm just saying, you got underground. Like, if we talk about, like, rappers, you got rappers that are way better than who is on the charts now.
Absolutely.
So that doesn't make you say that this one's better than that one because of the sales. Sales don't always mean that artist is better.
Yeah, true.
But
you just don't say Drake. Boys, I don't want to put back. Just play, man.
But Boys to Men,
incredible MC.
Boys to Men, for one, they're one of a few artists to ever have replaced their own single on those charts.
True.
Okay, so
they've got classics. I mean, I like Jodeci. You know, I fuck with Jodeci.
Listen. If we want to talk, if at the end of the day. Niggas is wearing Timbos and stomping with and want to walk around with machetes just like they did at the Soul Train.
Wait till this. Where we going? Where the new spot? Don't blow it up.
I got you.
But whatever the spot is,
we in there.
Watch what I come out with. I don't care what your dress code is. Okay, it's gonna be a short set, a matching white short set, black Timbs.
Yeah,
and the snapback with the game tag still on it. Like, watch me.
Yep.
I'm getting my bird chest ready, man. Like, trust me, it's gonna be some. You mentioned the hits. What are some of the hits? Let's talk about some of these Boys to Men's hits.
Okay, I mean, we got joints like Motown Philly. If we're gonna take it all the way there
to the start.
So we got Boys. Yeah, come on. I mean, we got that. And
I think
then
we got the new duo over here. I don't know.
We got On Bended Knee.
I'll Make Love to You.
We got Yesterday.
One Sweet Day.
We got One Sweet Day. Mm-hmm. Like they got. Hits on hits on hits on hits. Water Runs Dry.
What? A Song for Mama's good.
Song for Mama?
That's what I'm saying. They got the ballads.
Listen.
They got the ballads.
There's not a person in here that doesn't play a Song for Mama for their mama.
I never played that song for my mother.
What?
Nah. Dear Mama, I do Tupac.
Okay. You got
see,
that.
See, but you might not play that for her,
you got
though.
That. It's either it's Dear Mama, it's Song for Mama, and then it's. And then I don't know any other mama songs. I don't think
no other mamas. All that I got is you.
Love my mama. Right.
All that I got is you. Ghostface, come on,
there
man.
There we go. There we go. Man, you're right. You're right. You're right. Sorry, Ghost. My bad, Ghost. Pretty Tony.
I feel you, right? But and Boys to Men, I think technically, their harmonies were more textbook. They really sang
exactly.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the soul. They didn't make you feel what Jodeci felt. Like, even, and Jodeci, and they get the tag of the bad boys in R&B, and they were that. KC was a wild boy. Like, Mary J. Blige had a whole album dedicated to the shit that KC
did. Even their style, they didn't even dress what R&B like artists used to dress like back in the day.
But they still touched the heart. Like, Forever My Lady. Like, the first line is, So you're having my baby.
Didn't Kanye say that?
And it means so much to me.
There you go.
Yeah. Come on, son.
Who starts the song with "So you're having my baby"?
Jodeci.
Nobody. Jodeci.
Jodeci.
Take another song, like as bad as they were vulnerability there. And this is the edge that they got over the boys. Like, Boys to Men was all vulnerability, but they didn't have no edge to them. And Jodeci straddled that line where "Cry for You," right?
Mm-hmm.
They're crazy. The first line to that song is, "It's been an hour since you've been gone." And that's too long, baby, come back home.
Yeah, man.
That shows me, first of all, if he's counting down.
He's counting how long.
That she's been an hour. Yeah. It's not like, "Damn, baby, you ain't been home in 3 days. I really miss you."
Nah, it's been an hour.
She was probably shopping with a friend.
Something.
Getting her nails done. And he's sitting there, "Man, it's been an hour since."
She could have just. Anything could have happened.
He was crazy. He loved you, but the motherfucker was crazy, right? Vulnerability with an
crazy
edge.
In a good way, though.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of men are too scared to say that nowadays. They'll hold out on you for 3 days nowadays.
Right. Talk to him.
Depends on what.
What's his name? Listen.
What's his name, though?
Yeah, what's his name? Like, listen. But, you know, and she probably left because he probably did something to her.
Right,
but it's been an hour since you've been gone, and even the runs after that is baby, I'm begging, baby, I'm begging, begging. Mm-hmm. But it never felt soft. Like, you felt secure and you could sing that.
Exactly. Man.
I couldn't do that, man. I couldn't do I'm down on bended knee, man. Like,
see, again, I think if we're looking at numbers and mainstream appeal, you gotta take the hat off to Boyz II Men. They got it. Like, mm-hmm. like they, like Boyz II Men, and we was just talking about this in the car, me and my boys, you know, so I got my boys, the 95 and everything. So, you know, so we in the car.
I need a jersey too, by the way.
I got you.
A 95 jersey is serious.
Make that a small.
So I got you too. So it's like, you know, we driving in the car and we like, yo, that moment in Cooley High when Boyz II Men is doing, it's so hard to say goodbye to mm-hmm. yesterday. And it's like, it was just enough for the hood niggas to feel like, yo, that's a real sentimental moment. Right. And for white people to be like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. So it was like that perfect marriage. But again, if we're talking about piercing the souls of our generation's hardened shell from the hip hop that was out at the time, it was Jodeci. Like they made the hip hop niggas like, yo, my nigga, that was me, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they dropped just before hip hop and rap took over all of radio.
Right. We're old enough to remember 98.7 Kiss, when it was like you would only get like 2 hours of rap a day, but it was mostly an R&B format.
Mm-hmm.
But what I couldn't deal with Boyz II Men, and I'm looking at Kristen right now because I'm looking for a full reaction. You got to answer honestly.
Oh, man.
Damn.
I couldn't deal with the simping. Like, it was super simping with a cape on. Like Boyz II Men had one guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know his name. It was his job to find out in every song a new way to apologize,
baby,
for some shit that he didn't
the baritone
do.
Guy?
Listen,
you know,
end
right?
of the row.
Sorry, baby.
Right. End of the row. Listen. So your man walks in, Kristen, and says this to you. Girl, I'm here for you. All those times at night when you just hurt me and ran out with that other fella. Baby, I knew about it. I just didn't care. You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not going to go out and cheat on you all night. Baby, like you did to me. That's all right. I love you anyway. Who the fuck?
Do you understand how crazy that is? Because I was hearing that song like 3 days ago, and I'm like, no guy is okay with that.
No woman is okay with that. Okay?
Let's be honest. Women take advantage of men like that.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
They will stick around and deal with that. But a real woman, a woman who wants a real man, will not put up with that.
Oh, so the real women are going for Jodeci, huh?
You know what?
You just need somebody with some type of self. Like, you can't be like, I know you was out there with that other guy, but that's all right.
See, another reason why I got to go with Jodeci is, and again,
that's all
right. I love Boyz II Men. Like, yo, like, Boyz II Men album, bananas, right? But I feel like, if Jodeci was to see him in the street, they might run the other way. It's a wrap.
Jodeci was known for that, though, right? They got it.
Oh, absolutely.
So I wouldn't doubt that for a second. You know what I think it is? I think Jodeci and Boyz II Men, like I said, they're on two different ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jodeci, you can get a little down to, and Boyz II Men is like, if you are alone, I might not want to be in a room with nobody when I'm hearing Boyz II Men, because I might bring out the tears. Right. Like, that's the difference.
That's the other thing. You with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What? And he throws on, I'll make love to you.
Yeah. Do you want to hear I'll make love?
Or freaking you.
If I'm with a guy?
Yeah.
Freaking you.
Okay. Case in point. Listen.
Different times for different
or even
songs.
Or
you know what
I
mean?
Yo, first of all, they were so hard. Feeding. Again, I'm real big on how you set a song off, right?
Exactly.
So how's that song set off? Baby, all the chronic in the world don't compare to you. Yo, right. That was some gangster shit.
Yo.
And then they showed the vulnerability.
They don't do that in music anymore. What? That's another thing that... All what? The ad-libs, all the...
Oh,
the,
like the beginning talking?
Yeah,
like,
the intros, the skits and all that. They don't do right. that anymore. Like, you don't find R&B that
does that. Matt doesn't need to do that because his music is so cinematic.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing, tell a story. You like that?
thank you. Appreciate that.
But you're right. But there is nobody. You used to talk in the middle of a song. But mm-hmm. I think Boyz II Men killed that. I think that one... I think we got sick of hearing that dude. I don't even know his name.
Baby. It's like...
His name is Apology.
His name is Apology.
His name is not Apology. Is that the baritone guy?
You know what I'm saying?
Look,
baby.
If you got to Google it... First of all, can you name all the Boyz II Men?
No. I can name Sean... I know Sean Stockman.
I know Wanya.
Wanya.
The one with the ears.
The one with the ears.
The sorry, that's Sean.
And the sorry motherfucker.
The sorry guy is... I forget
his like
name.
It's like Mike or something, right?
Yeah, Mike.
And then there was a fourth guy. I couldn't pick him out of the lineup.
There was one more guy.
But I know Casey... I know JoJo. I know Dalvin, and I know
Casey,
Devontae.
First of all, Casey and JoJo, that's another beautiful thing that stemmed out of Jodeci. Because not only did Jodeci come and have an amazing track record, but then when they dropped, Casey and JoJo popped.
I love you, girl.
And they
you
put
like
out
my
albums.
I love you, girl. You like my father.
That song.
Wait, whose side are you on? I thought you was Boyz II Men. We changed that.
Listen,
she's done.
Yeah,
she's
got
done.
It. We got it. Yeah,
and all right, we were going to go an hour tonight.
I appreciate good
finished.
Music.
I think we're finished.
Man.
I think every woman has two sides. That's what I'm going to leave
listen,
at.
Listen.
That's the scary part.
All right. Yikes. No, but, you know, again, like I said, if we're going to base this purely off of, like, numbers and statistics and everything, then obviously we have to go with Boyz II Men because, I mean, let's face it. If you put Mariah Carey in the studio with Casey and JoJo, she might have come out
a
different woman.
She gonna come out. She gonna come out pregnant
and not know whose baby it is.
Which brother? No.
Word.
So I mean, you know, yeah. I think. The reason why I got to choose Jodeci is because, like, they've influenced what the R&B is that I sing now. Like, the R&B that's out right now. Like real rap, Ty Dolla $ign is a lost Jodeci member.
Right. Like, I think Party Next Door is...
Party Next Door.
I love Party Next Door.
He damn near should be Devontae. Like, it's like...
I didn't fuck with Party Next because I was such a Weeknd fan. And when they tried to set it up, like, the Weeknd exactly. party, like, I didn't... Kristen put me on the party, like... And I was like, yo.
You like The Weeknd, you're going to love Party.
Yeah, and then when I listened, I was like, oh, man, I was being so close-minded.
True. I mean, again, I like Party. Yeah. I really, I've been digging Party since when you dropped that first joint. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I feel this, The Weeknd is ill. Like, he's dope.
Right.
So.
We're going to end up having this debate.
Oh, yeah, that's
10 years later.
That's going to be a crazy one.
Because he's so musical, and he's, like I said, you said the word before, cinematic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think people like even Lana Del Rey, you know what I mean? Yeah. Amy Winehouse, everybody that can just, you know, you put out a song or an album and
you
listen
your eyes
to
and
it,
feel it. Like
and
you
picture
get lost
something.
In it.
You can go back to moments in your life where you experience something along that line, or it just takes you back to a similar experience. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you just reflect, and honestly, it's what gets me thinking with my creative juices. So
just makes you feel
I like music like that.
Giggity.
Whoa. Hey.
I want to take a break because from the debate and go into, you know, when you talk about the experiences, your next joint, man, I know you got a new joint coming. Uh-huh. Just what can you say? I know you can't say much.
I can't say much, but...
That's the first thing he said when he was like, he's like, I can't say much.
Not yet. But what I will say is that it's just some real good feeling stuff, man. You know, you're sitting back and you look at the soundscape of everything right now and you see how everything's moving and how people move. You start to notice that, like, there's a void of feel-good music. Like, J. Cole said it, like, you know, does anybody sing about love anymore? Like, you know, like, we need stuff that make people smile and feel good, not just bars and, you know, two of my bitches in the club. No disrespect to my bro. That's my bro, and I love that song. Love that song to
death. But you have so much of it.
But
what if he loved both his bitches, though?
Of He does.
That's
I mean,
enough song there.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
Nah, I got you. I see what you're saying.
But you know, there's nothing that connotates the feeling of summer, like what summertime feels like bright, beautiful. You want to be outside,
right.
Drop the top off your Jeep, ride around, try to look for the shorties with the Italian icies or something.
Right.
Just find that, you know, that's, I've been missing that. So, right. You know, me and Salam have been cooking.
Mac just going to pull up to the Italian icy spot. He's going to pull up to Ralph's.
I promise you.
He's going to pull up to Ralph's. They just opened the Ralph's,
man.
On 24th.
Love
and
Ralph's.
Just.
Nigga, I
play his new album
with the Jeep and give out ices to everybody.
I was like,
just wait till the weather gets nice.
My Jeep still got the top on it. I gotta trade it in.
Gotta get you a Wrangler.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's dope. In terms of before you start going into recording, mm-hmm. and really start documenting this process, do you pull it from personal experience? Do you have to, like, take a break? You know, some artists can just go in their machine, and then others, like, kind of have to take a break and go through things, maybe a relationship or two or this or that, and then so they come back and have source material. Like, what's just your overall kind of process like?
I mean, for me to get the best stuff, yeah, I got to go through something. Because I could go in there and I could just write and all of that stuff, and I'll start going through pictures of ex-girlfriends, start my, you know, Instagram stalking and feeling like, oh, man, I remember back then and whatever, and start writing. But it's like to actually get, like, the real good, fresh material that, you know, that everybody will feel, I got to go through something. So even last year, like, just sitting back and, because I wrote a bunch of joints, but it was like, none of them really felt the right way. I was like, all right. But then, you know, I guess come like around Christmas, it was like, all right, we ready.
Things happened.
Yeah, we ready.
Summer's over.
But that mm-hmm. makes sense. You know, you have to stem that from somewhere. And it's not to say that you have to put yourself in bad positions in order to make good music.
True.
Don't get me wrong when I said the best music comes from those dark places.
Absolutely.
But it's just, you know, if you don't go through those things, you never learn anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to
Who
it.
Who hurt you?
Right?
I'm human. I'm human.
Who hurt? Shout him out.
Let him know.
Let him know. Yeah, you got to
call him out.
If
only I made
now.
Music.
Nah. But it's the same thing. I mean, we talk about this all the time when you go in and, you know, reading for these roles and trying to land these roles. It's like you're pulling from experiences.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Yeah.
Crazy. Like the biggest thing is like you gotta, like, especially when you're building a character or something like that, you have to make the character real, you have to resonate with something real in the person. You know?
Right.
So, you know, each, especially for me, like each character that you build or that you're trying to portray, it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly like you. But there has to be something about that character that makes everything that he does understandable. So if you're playing a murderer, it has to be like, okay, I understand why he did that, because we both have this mindset, and if somebody was to do this to my mom, then I would probably go off and
right.
and then it'd go crazy. So
right.
then next thing you know, I'm playing Norman Bates.
Right.
You watch that? Bates Motel. It's a great show.
The best part about being a journalist is I don't got to put none of myself out there. I could just talk to this brother.
Exactly.
Put all your business out there. And all my stuff stays private. So
yeah,
I'm going to stay right here. Any acting, any movies coming up?
Yeah, man. We got, it's, again, like I said, man, when I tell you we shooting off all barrels, bro,
okay,
it's,
dope.
We're...
Dope.
I promise you, by the end of this year, we're gonna be having another great conversation.
Good. I look forward.
Do you
to
feel
that.
Like they balance out well? Because I know acting is you gotta dedicate a lot of time.
You definitely do,
and so you have to do that with music as well, especially that you're putting out new music and a whole new project. So
mm-hmm.
do you feel like you're overworking yourself ever, or just too clouded with things?
Honestly, I always feel like I'm overworking, but then it's crazy because I'll be like, oh, I'm working too hard, and then I'll be like, nigga, no. Like, there's some kid right now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who is 3 years younger than me and looks twice as good as me and just wants it even worse than I do.
Right.
So I gotta go hard so that when I see that little nigga in a few years, I'd be like, keep working.
That's right.
Would you ever, I know for you know, artists who do both acting and music, I know doing the the Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, the soundtrack in the movie the same week, the T.I. when he did it with King and ATL. I think J-Lo did it. I think she dropped the album and she had that the wedding plan
or something like that. I would definitely do that. Yeah. What?
Can we make...
You understand? the publicity you could do over that is an alley-oop off of an alley-oop. Right. Like...
But it's also like bragging rights. I feel like, you know, people who act and do music, there's like a secret society. Yeah. Like,
it's like, okay.
Well, you ain't do that. Like yeah. Tip, because always front on you. Like,
I mean, you didn't do that, though.
You ain't do that, though.
It is bragging rights in a sense, Shouty. You know?
Partner.
No, but it definitely is. You know, just like you said, it's definitely, to a certain extent, it's bragging rights. But then to a certain extent, it's just extra exposure. Because, you know, it's the same way... You know, Rihanna's doing the Chanel joint. Her album is coming out. She got Home coming out. She's got singles. It's bang, bang, bang. It's everything at once. Right. So, you know, it's kind of you're being overloaded. So now, when one thing drops, you know, you already know about it because you've seen her in Chanel and you've seen her in this and you've seen that and whatever. So you're kind of focused on her whole wave. So it just gets people focused on everything that's coming out.
Yeah. That's dope, man. Well, we definitely wish you the best. I look forward to everything you do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, thank you, brother. I've
been a fan since The Wire.
Yeah, man.
You know, and I ain't gonna lie. I ain't watched 90210.
It's fine.
Wasn't my speed.
Listen. It's all
Red
good,
Tails. Man. I watched Red Tails.
I appreciate that.
Everything you was in, man. I support it. Before I even knew you, you know, one thing too, I want to commend you on, man, is not being afraid to use your voice. I mean, you know, you did the joint with Ty, the Stanford joint, mm-hmm. and this was like right after around the time of Eric Garner. I think we actually spoke on the phone
while I was in the studio.
While you was in the studio recording it. And just recently with everything that's going on in Baltimore, and you're not from Baltimore because you were in The Wire, you spent so much time there and that city embraced you so much. And you let off a series of passionate tweets about how you felt about that situation. And I was just looking at the Twitter as they was coming through one by one and definitely had to root you on and commend you for using your voice.
Listen, man, Baltimore is a small city and you know, it sucks to see not even just Baltimore, but to see how bad our inner cities aren't taken care of, and then, you know, when some shit happens, it's automatically, oh my god, they're rioting, they're ruining everything. It's like, bruh, have you not been here for the last 10 years? It's been ruined. Like, we've been living in ruins. You know, there's abandoned houses on every block. So, you know, I Baltimore is like home to me. You know, I love it there, and you know, to see the city hurt, you know, not even just a person or a people, to see a city hurt, like the whole city is messed up. You know, it definitely hurt. And I was like, you know, I'm already damn near a Black Panther in my head. Right. So, you know, I had to do something, man.
Nah, you strike a good balance, because I know it's hard, you know, because you're an artist, you're in the spotlight. Like, I could tweet something and nobody would notice, and you doing it, there's a big... You have to be passionate in what you say, but you also have to be
smart,
careful,
politically
smart
correct,
say,
exactly.
Because right? It's controversial.
Yeah, because there are many parts of me that day while I was sitting there writing that was like, yo, fuck everybody.
Right.
Rip that shit to shreds.
Did you tweet it?
Huh?
No, he did not.
Nah. Smart.
And he did it responsibly and...
Yeah.
It was, and thoughtfully, I mean, because it's easy, I think, to go off a knee-jerk reaction, because I think that was a lot of people's knee-jerk reaction. Like, mm-hmm. You know, on one hand, you hate to see the violence, and then on one hand, you know, we're in a country, and this is just my opinion, that was built on violence. Like, you
absolutely.
Know, we were under England, and you had to riot and revolt to be like, nah, this is our shit, this
exactly.
America now.
Exactly.
Back up, and we've seen the civil rights era, but, you know, whatever the case and the outcome, we you know, I think we all just kind of pray for the best.
Yeah, exactly.
For police
absolutely.
And the community, because we all got families that we're trying to get home to.
Exactly.
Absolutely, man.
Damn, that was heavy.
We gotta take a couple seconds.
Yeah, we gotta take a couple seconds. You know, one of the things, too, we want to do with the show, and I'm glad you're here for this, Mac, is you know, again, we're going to talk about music. You know, Red Light Special is about music, R&B music, and how it makes us feel.
Exactly.
And part of that, we all go through things, and we've been going through something. So we started a Twitter. We were fortunate. Just a couple of days ago, we started a Twitter, set up an email address, and had asked people to just send in if they want relationship advice.
Oh, snap.
Send it in.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get real.
Yeah. And, you know, Kristen's been combing through all this. Damn, people going through some things. She gonna read them. Though. I can't read them.
Okay. You thought I was hurt. So well, listen.
I didn't know. You just said you was hurt, and I just kept picking at the scab. I'm just waiting for it to bleed.
Listen, I'm good right now. I'm good right now. I'm not gonna say I was good all my life. You know.
Oh Lord.
But listen. So I got somebody who emailed in. And I think a lot of these are really good. I just want to thank everybody who's been sending in emails and chiming in for us. And I feel like everybody could relate to these. But the first one that I wanted to pick out and read was someone who sent in, what do you tell a girl who's beginning to constantly ask about commitment? I don't want a relationship at all, but she obviously wants more. Crazy thing is, we've been down for over a year now, and mm-hmm. none of us wanted to be in a relationship when this whole thing started. What changed?
Man, oh man.
I know what changed.
Oh man.
What changed, Rob?
He hit it the right way.
He hit it.
For a change.
For a change.
Lord.
No, that's what changed.
I
don't know their business. I don't know if it was for a change. But.
Well, it's been a minute, you know, so.
I mean... Yeah, I honestly think in that situation, you know, because I think all of us have probably been in a situation like that before, whether we're on the receiving end or the opposing end.
Right.
Right.
Honestly, I think the biggest thing is communication. Mm-hmm. You know, And it's funny because I'm never really been the best guy for communication. I'm usually very to myself, quiet, you know, especially when it comes to relationship stuff. I'm to my shell. I'm like, to myself.
You mean you never came in and said, baby, I knew you was out there with them other guys.
Baby, I knew you was out there with them other guys. Nah,
only
man.
In the music.
No, but I think the biggest thing is just communication. You guys need to have that conversation where you like, you know, you let her know where you are, and you know she lets you. Obviously, she lets you know where she is. So, you kind of got to have that conversation to see what you're trying to do, and if you want to stay there, what kind of compromise you guys can make.
Right, and I think honesty is key because I think a lot of people kind of beat around the bush, and you know, whereas in this case, I believe, you know, obviously the girl wants a little more something. But if you're not willing to give that, you know, just keep it real. Just
but
say so.
It's also on her, too. Like, and it does go back, I agree, is the communication thing. But she has to come out, too, and be like, look, bruh, things change. I feel
exactly.
different.
Exactly.
Like, I know exactly. We started like this, but I feel different now. And in order for this to move forward, you know, the great thing about we have to let each other know in relationships what we will and won't accept.
Exactly.
You know what your girl is going to put up with and what she won't put up with, you know, and what you demand and respect. And then it's on him. If she wants that commitment and it's a deal breaker and he can't get that commitment, then you have to part and no love laws. But if you keep lying and deceiving and sideways about it, y'all just going to end up resenting each other and don't have to be like that. Because who knows? It could be a year down the line. He might be ready and she still might be into him. And who knows?
Exactly.
But she got to be honest. It ain't just him being honest.
Oh, absolutely.
He been honest. He said,
He said, listen, I didn't want this. I don't want it now.
Well, it seems like neither of them wanted it in the beginning, which is the funny thing, because I feel like a lot of people, like nowadays, you know, back then it was relationships.
Right.
And it was courting to women, and you know,
it was
on the low. You know what I mean? Like you had to be shady about it. Nowadays, people don't even want relationships anymore, and it's more common now mm-hmm. than before. So I feel like that's the funny thing. You start off in just a friends with benefits kind of situation,
now,
but eventually,
now listen.
Somebody's gonna catch feelings.
It's so funny to me because I was, you know, I'm always on like Instagram looking for like funny stuff, so I'm always like just checking out like the funny joints. Somebody put, I'm laughing because I'm thinking about. I gotta get the words right. Somebody was like, "Yo, these girls have sex with guys, and then feel like they're heartbroken or whatever. He's like, yo, don't stop trying to slide your heart in with this box. Like, like, if you're going to give one, just give one. Don't try to give both. So,
yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Never heard that before, but it makes so much sense.
Honestly, I definitely agree with Rob. You know, it's like, especially if they've been rocking for a year, it's like, at the end of the day, the biggest thing is communication. Like, she right. got it. She has to be honest, just like he right. has to be honest. Right. I mean, obviously, I mean, he has been honest, right. but she has to say, like, yo, I definitely feel different now. So I'm in a different place. So what are we doing?
Right. No, you definitely have to come out and say it. I agree with that 100%.
I don't know. I'm different. I'm a relationship guy. I would never sleep with nobody I was in a relationship with.
Well, I'm 25, brother. I'm 25, man. I mean, I'm not slinging it, but you know,
whatever.
If there's a young lady out there,
let me take you back to my crib.
Who? So Rob you is know. Playing the traditional way. So, and you go whatever. For Jodeci?
Whatever. I'm just saying, you know, we like things unlike ourselves,
exactly, right?
You know what I mean? I can't play basketball like Michael Jordan, but damn, he ain't the greatest,
man.
I play like Steve Kerr, man. I don't like that motherfucker. What else? You got another one? You want to go through one more?
Yeah. Let me go into a girl one, actually.
Okay.
Let me take it to the females.
Okay.
That wasn't the female one? That was a...
Lot.
I messed that up. Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Paying attention? So, all right. Let's see. Let me just see here. Okay. So, I've been talking to this guy for a couple months now, and I'm starting to think that he might have either a girlfriend, wife, or whatever. Damn, Jesus Christ, whatever.
This is the first episode, y'all. Really?
You know when you say whatever, you're mad.
Uh-huh.
So, we only talk and text throughout the day, and at night, he goes MIA. All conversation drops, and we haven't hung out since the first night that we met because of quote-unquote busy schedules. Am I overthinking, settling, or am I being played? That's interesting.
For a few months, though, and they only hung out once.
Maybe he ain't that into you.
That's probably. I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Right.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
But
you know, I mean,
because if a guy like you, he's gonna make an effort to be with you,
at least
even if he has something else going on.
But let's go back to one of the key things that she said. All conversation drops after the daytime. So they only text throughout the day, and at night he goes MIA.
Listen, woman. Women have a beautiful thing called intuition that's even greater than men.
And so, we're usually right.
Go with your gut if you must. But the thing is, you already, I mean, maybe he doesn't have a girl, maybe he doesn't have a wife. Like, maybe he's selling drugs at night.
You know, you don't want to know. You never know.
You know, it might be a problem that he's not hitting you back at night, but then say it's a problem. But it could be a variety of things.
Absolutely.
It don't got to mean. Maybe when you met him in the club, and him and his boys bought a bottle, but he lives with his mom.
You never know.
And they don't have Wi-Fi.
He's trying to, okay? He's trying to avoid you.
He ain't got the code for the Wi-Fi.
Right. And the data, he's over his data. And he only texts you during the day because he get free Wi-Fi at McDonald's.
You know
what? You're describing a man that half of us don't even want.
Right. So
you can't if you can't bring a girl home,
listen,
sorry.
So your problem is, might not be that he has another girl. He might not be the man that you want. And what he showed you that first night, that's the bottom line. Whether he has a girl or whatever he has, whatever he showed you that first night that y'all hooked up and met, he can't consistently show you that for whatever reason. And that's the problem. You out here worrying about the wrong thing, whether you have a girl or whatever. This guy can't.
The wrong things.
I'm good at this. Jesus
Go ahead,
Christ.
Brother. Whew, go ahead,
I do
brother.
Think also it's only been a few months. And if you haven't hung out in those couple of months since the first night you guys met, then I think, you know, the whole overthinking part, I think maybe a little bit. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think it may, you may be kind of biting off a little more than you can
chew.
Sounds
like she wants a little more than he does.
Yeah, you're definitely a little more invested in this than he is. So
yeah, you overthinking it by sending that email. You already invested. Yeah. We appreciate the email.
I definitely appreciate it. But if it's only been a few months, unless he hit that first night.
Oh,
unless he hit that first night.
And she might have left that out.
You might have to send us another email.
It may...
We might need a second email.
Only a Staten Island motherfucker where you get that Nori.
Yo, man.
Raekwon voice.
Exactly.
Nori's gonna kill me. That's Nori's joke. I just stole this whole thing. Yeah, so check that out. We're gonna do this every week, man. This is fun. If y'all need any relationship advice, we're really good at this, right?
Yeah, we're
really
pretty good at this. Pretty good.
Send an email to redlightspecialpc@gmail.com, because all the other emails were taken. Red Light Special right. PC, the PC's for podcast. redlightspecialpc@gmail.com. And hit us up on Twitter too, right? It's at RLS.
RLS podcast.
Mm-hmm. So hit us up, man. We definitely, you know, y'all talk to us, we talk back. Yo, Ashley too, man. We launched the Twitter just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And the first person that hit me when I said, "Hey, me and Kristen are doing an R&B podcast," is Nori. It was like 2 minutes. He said, "Yo."
Yeah, I got that text 3 minutes later.
Whatever you into, Rob, I'm doing. Nori. So he said he wanted to call in and be a part of this.
Oh,
real
Nori.
Quick, because he had a take on Jodeci versus Boyz II Men. So let's see if we could call and get my brother Nori.
This will be interesting.
This is going to be amazing.
Will Nori pick up?
Right.
When I call. It's a test of our friendship.
I don't know.
Oh!
Maybe you got the voicemail.
3-3-6.
Maybe we'll call back.
Yeah, he's going to call back.
We'll see.
He'll probably call back after and be like, "Yo."
Let's try. We're going to try one more time. Let's see.
That's one.
I feel like that chick that sent the last
That's
email.
That's two. Right.
The pressure.
Pick up my
the pressure.
Calls at night. Come on.
I have no friends.
That moment of
that's all good. I mean, maybe we'll call back. We'll see what's up. But yeah, man, that's some cool shit. You know, one of the inspirations for this, and especially that relationship segment, I don't know if I ever told you about this, Chris, but I don't know if you remember the Faith Evans video.
Which one?
Used to Love Me. I remember. You remember who was in the video?
Who was wait.
He's like,
no,
hold up.
I don't.
It was cinematic. It was kind of like her singing, and then
used to love me.
So she's singing. Big is in the video.
Oh.
Big is a radio DJ, and he's taking calls like, "Hey, Ma, what's up? All right, talk to me. What's going on tonight?" She says, "My man is not home. He's never here for me. A sexy thing like you." So my whole dream is when I retire from this hip hop shit, I want to be Big in the Faith video. I just want he had a linen suit, the Cartier glasses on.
I mean, Big was the man.
I'm trying to be Big.
Big was the man.
I'm going to eat a whole lot of. It's going to get crazy.
It's going to get crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So, I mean, let's go back. I think we should go back to this Jodeci and Boyz II Men and just wrap it up.
Okay.
And put a cap on this debate. You know, I honestly, Chris, I'm disappointed.
If I thought it was going to be more,
I thought it was more of a fight.
I mean,
super agreeable.
Listen, I'm a fan of music, good music, and they're both dope to me. Don't get me wrong, but I just feel like if I'm gonna choose a day to sit back and listen to R&B, and I want to get in my feelings, I'm gonna throw on Boyz II Men.
Mm-hmm.
There's Jodeci. Today,
2015,
today,
still
yesterday, tomorrow, it's just certain. There's more Jodeci songs that I'll skip than Boyz II Men songs.
Okay, but again, like when Rob texts me, right, it wasn't even like yo, what up, Mac? The one line, Jodeci. Or Boyz II Men.
Damn, you got straight to the point?
Straight, like, no, what's up? Nothing. Come on, son.
Y'all hear that?
You had to do that, right? Go ahead, sing. And let me know what? Let me hear you sing it, Rob.
Nah.
All right.
Ain't no auto-tune in this studio, man. I do it with the auto-tune. I buzz it out.
Pause. I mean, pause. But you got to go with Jodeci because it's like you see the offspring of Jodeci running through R&B right now, like literally, like, you know, everyone from, I mean, I would probably push Chris Brown more towards Bobby Brown, but it's,
he got some Jodeci in him.
But that's the thing. Like Bobby Brown was, he gave me like the same kind of, like Jodeci did. Right. So it was like that whole Bad Boys of R&B. So,
but you know what though? I feel like, okay, it's amazing what Jodeci has done. Like, obviously,
it's amazing what you do to keep me falling in love with you. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Continue.
But Rob's getting all his feelings right now.
It's getting real light skin in here.
So what I'm saying is, I think my preference, I want to hear something that I don't hear today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I hear Jodeci in artists today. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, even Bieber and Usher and all of them reference him. And
Bieber.
The Biebs, yes. But you don't have anybody Biebs, like Boys to Men
you,
anymore.
I work for MTV.
Exactly.
Be smart. You're starting to be smart.
I didn't say anything under my breath.
Boys to Men. But you said you want to hear something like that you don't hear no more. Like, I mean, that sound kind of went away for a reason. It's a little extinct. It's like...
Listen, like honestly, if I want to hear something right now, I want somebody to give me a Lauryn Hill aesthetic. Like I'd rather something else than Boyz II Men. Again, if you want Boyz II Men, go to church.
Right.
What if you don't like going to church?
You're scared staying out.
If you want Boyz II Men, go to church. I mean, and
I'm not a church person
for real. Like the if you go to like these churches,
you need
like
Jesus Christ.
If you go to church, if you go to these churches, you'll hear some of the best singers ever. Like the harmonies and everything just sound immaculate. It's no shade to Boyz II Men. Like they're amazing at what they do, but there's a different soul, a different fervor, if you will, from Jodeci. Like they.
Right. You could hear the pain.
Oh,
like you could hear what they went through. I'm a king of unpopular opinions.
In a different way, though, because Jodeci, you got to think about it. Boyz II Men, like, I don't know. In my opinion, Boyz II Men, that shit will get you in your feelings. That shit will.
It will
hit Definitely. You to a place that Jodeci never will.
Yeah, but
Jodeci will get you in your feelings about relationships, girls. You know what I mean? But
when Jodeci sings, I believe that they believe what they singing.
Absolutely.
When Boyz II Men sing and it sounds great and the harmonies are great, sometimes I don't believe that dude said, he don't believe that.
He don't believe it.
Baby, I know you was out with that other fella. I just didn't care.
Please,
that motherfucker's at home.
Please.
Yo, bitch. Like, I seen you with that other dude.
It's a wrap for you.
I'm finna choke the shit out of you.
It's a
like,
wrap for you.
It's a different thing. But then he got to put on his Boyz II Men voice when they get in the studio, baby. I'm a king of unpopular opinion, though, and I say this on Twitter like every 3 months just to get people mad.
Of course.
Jodeci, and you don't have to agree, when they redid Stevie Wonder's Lately.
Oh, Lately?
Whoa! Their version is better than Stevie's.
You know what, though?
Ooh.
People are scared to admit things like that for the simple fact that they feel like they're disrespecting the original artist.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people remake songs and
eight times out of ten,
that version is better.
It's cool. It's cool.
Uh-oh.
Listen,
what you want to say, Mac?
He can't. If you think you're lonely now.
I'll give you that one.
Rest in peace to Bobby Womack. Is
I'll give you
amazing,
that one.
A genius.
I'll
if you
give you
think
that
you're
one.
Lonely now, they're better than Bobby Womack.
But okay, let's go back to Lately. I'm just as big as a Jodeci fan as I am. Stevie Wonder is one of my idols.
Right.
Like
amazing, Stevie,
an amazing talent in the world. Like. One of the most prolific and amazing artists probably that God has created and forgot to give sight to. But saying, Okay. My problem, and I guess it's all a matter of taste. My problem with Jodeci's version of Lately is because it's such a sentimental song, because the what the song is talking about and everything, which is real rap, the man version of Baby.
Yeah.
And I know you was out there with them niggas. Right. But I don't care.
Being thotty.
I knew it was being a thot, but I didn't care, baby. Just come on home.
Just come home.
A thotty?
He said that. Just come home so I can fuck it.
But it's like, it was the real version. It was like a real version of that. So
facts.
I think, right? I think I got to go with Stevie's version because Stevie's version was a lot. It was clean. He didn't do too much. It was literally, you heard the voice and you heard the, it felt like, damn, this nigga's really
I feel a different pain though, and it comes in the end. Let me see if I cue it up
the right
way
to play that, because I'm now I want to hear it.
But again, hold on. But I feel like when I listen to this, I feel like I'm listening to somebody trying to go crazy on runs and everything.
Yo, that end though.
Now pull up Stevie's.
Hold on.
No. And just play the
this part. Like he was go like when Casey come in.
You got to pull the Stevie one up.
You
got
to play Stevie's.
You got to pull the Stevie.
And the Jesse.
Rob's in a whole nother world right now.
I'm telling you, it turned into a scream off instead of being a song about this dude finding like
because when your girl cheats on you. You want to scream, bro.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Nah, bro. Play the Stevie one.
I think what Mac is trying to say, sometimes less is more.
Absolutely. And again, I will say that is all a matter of opinion and preference. For me, listening to Stevie's, I'll sit there and be like,
so,
well, you know what? I think that, I mean, not to knock her, but Jennifer Hudson, I feel like, you know, she sings a lot of classic songs. And when she does her versions, I feel like sometimes it's a little bit too much.
I don't even know any of Jennifer Hudson's songs. Except
I don't either,
remakes.
But I've heard her sing a lot of other artist songs. It's just a little bit too much sometimes. Sometimes you have to go the simple route.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
This is just what? Boom, boom, great song. Boom. Amazing.
Stevie, go get him.
Yeah, it's smooth, man.
He sounds sad. Notice he sounded angry. Like, oh, I'm a fucking choke her when
again,
she come
again,
home.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never hit a woman too. They probably think
yo, you gotta make that clear, right?
Yo, because I'm like, yo, I sound like a savage right now. Ooh.
But again, like I said, I think it's all a matter of preference, because when I listen to that, you definitely feel the sadness in Stevie's voice. But when you listen to Jodeci's, all of the runs and everything, it's to some people it could be taken as emotion and anger, but to somebody else it'll be just like, yo, relax, bruh. Just sing the song.
Yeah, they're really hurt. They're really hurt. But I feel like Stevie has more of a way of just like it seems like he's accepted it.
Yeah, he wrote a song about it, and he's like, I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here
right.
But do you ever really accept it?
You have to.
But that's why you hear that sadness. It's like, it sounds like, you know what? I know this is real, but I don't fully believe it yet. I don't know. You may got me fucked up.
At one point,
got me fucked up, bitch.
That's crazy. That's
at one point, you have to move on from things, though. Whether you accept it or not, you have to move on from things. And you know what I mean? Like, I think. Well,
yo, my first girlfriend.
Damn. We're going to go there, bro.
In high school, man, I seen her kissing that other dude. That shit wasn't all right.
Man.
Yo,
man.
Shout out to Damien, man. We had
but you're here now, man. You moved on.
Listen. So, and we'll probably say for another episode when I talk about Intro's version of Ribbon in the Sky.
Oh, man.
Because Intro's version of Ribbon in the Sky, again, no disrespect to Stevie.
It was ill. I give you that. I got to give you that one. Like, Intro, because that's the song that even put them on.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, my God.
But that's another episode. I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot of hate mail during the week, man. But yo, Mac Wiles, man, I wanted to thank you for being the first guest on the Red Light
Special
podcast.
Come on, man. This ain't gonna be my last time, you know. We gotta come up here and chop it up. I'm gonna bring a few more of my R&B brothers and we're gonna have a real R&B debate.
Let's go. Because I just wanna create a forum and don't get it, this is Red Light Special's R&B podcast. Mac could spit.
Yeah.
All right, if you ain't hear Duck Sauce with him going over the Pete Robby, I was in the studio, you were still writing it. He was like, yo, how this sound? I was like, shit.
What I love about you, because you're more than just making music, you know what I mean? And it's hard for a lot of people dabble into some, like a lot of people start in music and then they'll dabble into acting. They don't go back.
Yeah.
And I feel like you kind of jump back and forth and you do a little bit of everything, and that's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people have that kind of talent.
Listen, man, I feel like bigger than just making music and writing and acting, I think the biggest thing that I love to do is create, man. Mm. And, you know, so any opportunity that I get a chance to do that, man, I'm taking it and I'm running. I'm Forrest Gumping it. I'm running the whole field. I'm gone.
Yeah.
So
my brother, just when you get the opportunity to sing the national anthem.
Oh nah, I'm not gonna
Jamie
bam out,
Fox
bro.
It.
I'm not gonna bam out. I got you.
Gonna be making all those faces.
Shout out to Jamie
Foxx. No organs, nothing.
Right. Nah, man. But I definitely appreciate you for coming and being our first guest, man. This is special to me. I mean, you're somebody
who
I'm a fan of. And I consider a personal friend.
We brothers.
Man. You already know. So this was perfect. And now nobody can't front on me when I go try to. I'm like, Matt came. What the fuck is your problem?
But man.
But any parting words, man? Anything you want
man,
people to know?
Honestly, for everybody listening to this, man, just keep the music alive, man. You know, I feel like a lot of times we forget how beautiful R&B could be. So let's just let this podcast be a reminder of that.
Right. Yeah. And follow him on Twitter at Mac Wiles.
Word, Twitter, Instagram at Mac Wiles. Come check a nigga. You know, I'm out here.
Right. Kristen, you want to shout out your Twitter real quick? And
Twitter, Instagram, both the same, at Chris Lover, KRISLOVAA. And I just want to make sure everybody doesn't feel too afraid to send in those relationship advice issues to our email. So that's redlightspecialpc@gmail.com. And you can keep up with our Twitter as well, RLS Podcast.
For real.
Rob.
And then everybody that's following, Kristen got a lot of thirsty followers on.
Thursday.
Now let me stop playing. They're cool. Everybody's cool. But definitely listen. Like, you know, definitely tune in. And good luck. I know you're starting to film that, you, me, him, and her, right? You got a couple scenes you're shooting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually by Al Patron, Little Bastard Boy Productions. And it's going to be exciting. It's coming out most likely in June, but I don't want to give a definite date on that.
Get it in.
That's crazy. And that's why I got her on this podcast now. She's signed and she's locked in. So when it starts taking off, she ain't going nowhere. Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm stuck.
And you can follow me, you already know, at Rob Markman, RobMarkMan, on Twitter. I talk a lot of shit.
Exactly.
On Instagram, it's the same thing. And you know, every day you can check me out at MTVnews.com if I'm not interviewing Kendrick Lamar.
You know.
Little Kendrick Lamar thing.
You know.
Mac Wiles is next. We're gonna get the lowdown on that album.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, man, and check us out. I guess we'll be back in a week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and maybe Nori will call back.
All right,
peace, man. Red Light Special Podcast. Peace. That's the